Well, of course, that the conditions here are a little bit different compared to other tournaments which I played it before, but the balls are different as well. It depends on the weather a little bit as well, how the balls are flying. But obviously, I try not to hit unforced errors, right? But sometimes it's not that easy when you play opponent as I did today, and you really have to go for it and try to hit it a little bit harder because she got everything. And yeah, I tried to be more patient in the end, which I think was paying off.
How did you find the humidity today? Because it was quite sticky out there. And how does that affect the balls as well?
Well, not sure if that affect the balls, but I was sweating like hell today. So yeah, I didn't really feel humidity, but I did feel like very warm weather today. Obviously, I know the forecast should rain in the afternoon, so you're right with the humidity, but I didn't realize it on the court, which is good probably. The balls, you know, when they are new, they are really flying, but like after a few games, it stick a little bit and it's a little bit more heavier. So it's not that flying that much probably as I wished.
Petra, I know when we spoke to you at one of the clay tournaments about how you think you're going to feel when you come to Paris, and then you said, "I don't know, I'll see when I'm there." I guess what was it like today stepping on the court a year after you came back here?
Well, I didn't really have any flashbacks. So it was, I just realized it after the match when I got a question from the journalist that I really didn't think at all about the last year stepping on the court again, which I was surprised. And on the other hand, I think it's good because I'm in the different time and that's important for me for sure.
Petra, you said before that going into Roland Garros, what is really important is actually the physicality for you. And so getting the week off of rest out of Rome and coming in maybe a little bit more rested, how much did you feel the difference in that third set, in particular down the end? Because it looked like it was a lot of hard work.
Well, I wished I can be more rested, but that's how it is. And yeah, I think it was very physically tough today. She really had almost everything. I'm not surprised that she reached the fourth round last year here. She really liked the conditions here and played very well. She didn't really miss much as well, so it was pretty tough. Yeah, and the end was pretty physically tough as well. The last, I don't know, four games was really like trying, and she did as well, but I was just happy. I tried a little bit go more to the court, more be more a little bit aggressive than before. Otherwise we are still playing probably. So I just tried going for the net a little bit, which helped me in the last game, I think.
Petra, you've played some big points at five all in the third set. How important was it for you to hit those big winners? And does your experience of playing in the big matches help you at times like that?
Yeah, I think there are those differences between the players. As we see, we really can play with anyone on the tour, and anyone can beat the opponents. So, in the important points, that's really deciding who's going to win the match, which I was lucky that I made it. You know, it was really tough to break her serve. Even she doesn't really have a that great serve, but she really, you know, put everything into the court, and it's tough going from the return very aggressive. So yeah, it was pretty important from the release to have those winners, as you said.
Petra, you like it when your ball flies fast and you can hit winners. But is there a way to also explain like wet conditions that could help your game in some way? Because you have the power to hit through.
Tough to say. Hopefully, when the wet weather is here, it's still a little bit flying more than from the opponents, but sometimes it's just not enough. But I think I worked pretty hard to be ready for the rallies, even it's not that flying and I can't have those winners, which I think I showed it today as well. So I'm pretty satisfied with the work which we did, and hopefully will pay off in the future as well.
You've been in some great form this year. Are you working on keeping the consistency of level? Because you've played great tennis in the past and then had some bad tournaments. Can you keep the level high for the most important tournaments?
I'm trying, but as we see, my tournament this year, it was a second round in Sydney, first round in Melbourne. Then obviously I won the two tournaments, and in USA it wasn't really great either. So it was just very high or really low. So, but I'm trying on the consistency for sure, but it's just a bit tough.
Petra, you said today's match was physically demanding for you, particularly towards the end. How will you prepare for the next round? How much will you rest and how much will you practice?
Well, I need a good sleep. That's what I really need. I need to eat well as well, obviously, to have some more energy back to my body, to rest a little bit better. I'm not sure. I think I'm going to hit a little bit tomorrow, but I don't think like too much, but just I played a lot of tennis in the last couple of months, so I hope that it will be fine.
Hi. Czech's women's tennis is so strong these days, I think, but how do you think about the reason of those things?
Well, I get those questions like very often. Not sure about the answer. I think it's kind of good, healthy rivalry between us, but I don't really feel so, because sometimes when we play Fed Cup, we are like teammates as well and we are supporting each other. Probably, I think that our parents took us to the tennis and were pretty tough on us to really work hard. We should be talented as well. So I think the tennis, it's very popular in Czech Republic. We do have like a lot of great legends and idols. So it was always very popular. So probably we have a good growing up facilities and all the stuff what we need to be good.
Yelena Ostapenko talked yesterday about the pressure of coming in as a young defending champion. You won Wimbledon at 21. Can you describe what the pressure is of when people talk about pressure? What does it mean? How does that pressure show itself?
If she did told, I know how she's feeling probably. It's not great stepping on the court after winning the Grand Slam a year before. Well, from my point, I felt like, okay, I need to do great again. Obviously, I don't really have to like win the Grand Slam, but just going really and play well, because I did play last year well, but it's not like it is, right? So one day you're playing well and one day it's not that great, and it only depends on the opponent. But obviously, like the pressure probably is that you're feeling like tired and tight and you can't really move properly, as you're probably playing without the pressure. That's, you're just going there and you have nothing to lose. But when you have the pressure, you have something to lose, probably in your mind only, but it is how it is. You just want it a little bit more from yourself.
Petra, you had a really good run here in 2012. Do you feel any close to that form at all?
Well, not today. tough to say. I don't really feel right now, but obviously I'm not sure if I did feel it 2012 either. So I did have great matches on the clay, which I'm taking very positive. I think like for me, this clay season, it's great. And I'm just here to have some maybe more bonuses, which I already did today. So I'm taking very easily and relaxed this tournament. It's just very bonus, as I said. So we'll see how everything ends up. But I'm just happy to be in the second round right now.